there is an organization in the area that has been around 60 years. And the truth is, I really thought it was longer than that. The Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Dallas have been around forever. They've done a lot of good. And Deborah Taylor is the interim president and CEO of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Dallas, celebrating this 60th anniversary. Joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning. It's so nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, Joe, it's good to have you here. So, like I say, I really thought longer than 60 years because it goes back a long time. And in fact, if memory serves, the mayor of Dallas was a product of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Dallas.
Yes, he was. He was in our West Dallas club.
So tell me about the organization right now. 30 different club locations?
Yeah, we have 18 different sites right now. But we've been around, like you said, we're celebrating our 60th year, six decades of creating safe and supportive environments for youth in our Dallas communities.
So talk about how you do that. Now, I know that there used to be a van service that would take kids like from West Dallas to, you know, to schools so they could get a better shot at education. But what all are some of the things that Boys and Girls Clubs do?
Well, you know, you're right. We do have school sites and we do have traditional sites. So at our traditional sites, they actually pick them up and take them to our traditional sites. At the school sites, they actually go right after school and they stay there. But we have our mission of just serving and empowering youth. That's the most important thing for us. And we've evolved to changing needs in our community.
So how do you empower youth? What does that mean?
We focus on academics, we focus on social, and we focus on emotional security. So it's beyond providing a safe space. We are deeply invested in holistic youth development that prepares them for success in life.
But it is a safe space too, isn't it? Because, I mean, a lot of these, if memory serves, were latchkey kids that they would come home from school and there's nobody home and not going to be anybody home for hours.
Exactly. It's so funny. That's what I was when I was a kid. We didn't have a Boys and Girls Club near us, but yes, we actually are a place where kids can go. It used to be something that kids would just play sports. But we have changed it and transformed it in the past 6 years. So it's so much more than just sports. It's academic, it's social, it's meeting other kids, it's college prep, it's workforce ready. You name it, we offer it.
Well, that's quite a challenge. So how many kids can you serve at a time?
So we actually serve over 6,000 kids over the year. But we have about 1,000 kids every day in our clubs.
And are they passing through and on the way to school, or are they coming around after school?
They're coming around after school, and we serve kids from 6 to 18.
Go ahead.
No, you're good. They come after school. So we start at 3:30, and they leave at 7 p.m.
All right. I know you have the Brighter Futures luncheon that's happening in the spring. Is that the primary source of funding, or where does the money come from?
We actually, we have two major events that we do every year. This one is coming up this Thursday, our Brighter Futures Luncheon. Then we have a golf event in the fall. But most of the money comes from just amazing donors, foundations. We do a lot of grant writing. We have some pass-through monies from Boys and Girls Clubs of America. So we get it from a little bit from everywhere.
You are, I mean, a lot of institutions are being negatively impacted by some of the pullback and spending concerns about the economy, some of the changes in government funding. Is Boys and Girls Clubs going to be affected by this?
You know, it's so funny. We were one of the clubs that didn't have a lot of government funding. And this year, our impact was going to go out there and find some more. But since we don't have a lot of government funding, we do have a FEMA grant that we got. But other than that, everything comes from corporations, local corporations, foundations, businesses, just people that are just very generous. So we're not, thank goodness, affected by this government.
And so tell me about the locations that you have. For some reason, in my notes, I had that you have 30 club locations, but you've got 18. Where are they spread out? How do you pick the locations?
We go where we are needed. So we had a bunch of years ago about 35 locations. So you're not off. It depends on where the schools need us. So right now we have 9 traditional locations and we also have 9 school-based sites. And we pick them based on need. If the school needs us there, we will be there.
So that's the key. The area is a geographic consideration?
It is, definitely. We're all across the Dallas footprint. And we also have a club in Navarro County as well.
in Navarro County.
Yes.
Now that's interesting. It sounds like to me.
It is. It was about 6 years ago. They were struggling down there, and they had asked us to come in and see if we can work with them, and it's worked out beautifully.
So are you, I mean, is the idea ideally to put yourself out of business so you're not needed anymore?
No, I don't mean that, but now that you're saying that, it does kind of make me laugh. No, there's so much we can do. I mean, for a kid starting out at age six, going through grammar school, teens are a huge part of our growth. And then the kids that are looking for college ready or looking for workforce ready. So we literally can do it all.
Do you follow up with kids who've gone on through, matriculated on through the system?
Yes, we try and keep in touch. It's a lot easier now with the internet and with all this technology. But yes, we have some of the most amazing alumni. And you had mentioned Mayor Johnson was one of our alumni that worked through the West Dallas Club.
So tell me about your position right now. So you are the interim president and CEO. You have a long association with the club?
Yeah, I've been here for over 6 years, about 6.5 years, in multiple leadership roles. And so I have a background in operational needs, strategic vision. I was the chief of staff. I was the chief strategy officer here. Worked very close with both CEOs that were here before. So my focus during this transition is really just to strengthen our internal operations, support the team, and keep us mission focused.
That's outstanding. Well, look, you do great work. I've seen, firsthand the product of some of the great work of the Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Dallas celebrating their 60th anniversary. Deborah Taylor is the interim president and CEO and our guest today. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.